Constitutional recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people has been a public conversation for many years. And on the 17th of July, the Referendum Council delivered its final report, proposing a constitutional amendment for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The proposed body would advise Parliament on issues affecting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but would not be able to block or override legislation. Although broadly supportive, some parliamentarians are disappointed that the Referendum Council did not call for the government's race powers to be removed from the Constitution. Rowan Salmond has the story.
The Prime Minister's Referendum Council has delivered its final report on the constitutional recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. They've called for a constitutional amendment to establish an Indigenous representative voice to Australia's federal parliament. Aboriginal MP Linda Burney agrees with the body of the report, but feels it falls short as it fails to remove the government's constitutional power to legislate based on race.
Well, I am frankly disappointed that the race powers have not been dealt with by the Referendum Council, but I absolutely respect the right of the Referendum Council and the dialogue and Uluru process they went through to make the two recommendations that they have, principally that there should be some sort of Aboriginal consultative mechanism to advise the Parliament. But by putting that in the Constitution, it guarantees that there will always be a voice. But I must say that I do feel that the race powers should have been dealt with. They haven't, and that's the reality, and that's what we deal with.
The Referendum Council has not recommended a form for the advisory voice to Parliament, and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Nigel Scullion, have said they will take the time to consider the recommendations and the best way forward. Linda Burney says until details are finalised, it's difficult to predict if a referendum will be successful.
It is difficult to say yes or no to a voice when it is not clear and it has not been articulated what the role of that entity would be, how that entity would be elected or appointed or reflected, and how it would be a representation of Aboriginal people. Those things are very important, and it will be up to the Parliament and the various mechanisms within each of the parties of the Parliament.
It's notoriously difficult to pass a referendum in Australia. Only 8 of 44 votes have ever succeeded. So the proposal needs to meet the expectations of a wide range of the Australian public. Linda Burney says that if a referendum was to be held, she'd hope that the new Indigenous advisory body and the removal of the race powers could be considered together.
What is proposed has to meet the aspirations of First Peoples, and that's clearly a representative body to advise the Parliament. But it also has to meet the aspirations of the broader Australian community. And the only point that I'm making is that for 5 or 6 years, we've been talking about recognition of First Peoples in the Constitution and the removal of the race powers. And I think that there is the capacity to deal with those things collectively.
Harry Hobbs is a PhD candidate in constitutional law and Indigenous rights at UNSW. He agrees that the recommendations by the Council are an important step in the reconciliation process and believes it will increase Indigenous participation in decision-making.
They really do have the potential to empower Indigenous Australians in Australian democracy in a way that hasn't been the case. I think that they are not radical recommendations or that wouldn't involve a radical change to Australia's governance framework, but all they would do would sort of assist in the realisation of Australian democratic ideals. Whenever the Parliament is proposing to legislate on matters that will affect Indigenous peoples, this way Indigenous peoples will be able to have their voices heard in that debate. And this is something that doesn't happen right now and hasn't happened really since the abolition of ATSIC.
The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission was the last similar body, but was dissolved in 2005 because its existence was not mandated by the Constitution. According to Harry Hobbs, the new proposed voice to the Parliament would not have as extensive powers as ATSIC, but it could not be legislated away.
In all the discussion, no one suggested that this body will have the capacity to develop policy at a regional level or to implement policy like ATSIC did. So it would really just be a representative advocacy body. This body would only have the policy advocacy function. So in that sense, it would just be a voice to Parliament. It wouldn't have any executive powers. It wouldn't be able to do anything in Indigenous communities.
Harry Hobbs says because the new voice to Parliament will have fewer powers than similar bodies in the past, it runs the risk that maybe the proposal is too modest.
I guess the key point is what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples aspire to and what they want, and that should really be the starting point for all of these discussions. So certainly, I think at this stage, the the fact that the details will be determined by Parliament are probably the correct way to go in terms of framing a referendum question. But there is obviously a danger that the voice of Parliament will be weakened, or its powers won't be as strong as many Indigenous peoples wish.
No matter how the details pan out, Linda Burney has one lasting hope for the proposed referendum.
I hope, and I very much want to see the Australian Constitution reflect the truth, and that truth is that Indigenous people have been in this country from the first sunrise, and I want our Constitution to reflect that.
Linda Burney, federal member for Barton, ending that report by Rowan Salmond.